Well, I never, for the last 4 or 5 years, I never hardly been around during Christmas time. I usually be in the woods somewhere.
In the woods? Camping or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess Christmas is good for little kids.
Yeah.
Why don't you like it? I'm just curious.
Well, when I was coming up, everybody had, the kids in the neighborhood had what they wanted. And we learned, we had to learn that we couldn't want things we couldn't have. You know, but that was no way for us to get
it. Oh, I see. So you didn't like it because other kids were getting nice things and y'all couldn't afford it.
Right. But it worked out pretty good. It was nice. Well, I consider it was nicer then when we didn't have those things than it is now. Because, well, back then it had more meaning than it does now. Anyway, now it's turned into a gimmick.
I know, it really has, yeah. TV commercials and junk.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing I like about it is the music.
Yeah, me too. That's the only part I still like. Alright, if you had something and you had to sell it for less than you paid, you'd say, I had to sell it.
Almost, I'd say I had to pocket.
Okay, have you ever heard the expression to sell something at a loss?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess stores speak like that.
Right. But if you didn't have any money, you might go to a friend and try to...
borrow some. I do that all the time. Well, I don't borrow that. You give it to me.
They do?
Yeah, when they come to me, I give it to them.
That's a good way to do it. As long as it stays kind of...
Well, me and my friend started, when I told you to go out together,
uh-huh.
It got so bad that he used to say, well, you owe me about $17. I said, you owe me about $20. So when we got together, I said, okay, from now on, when you need something, just come to me and I give it to you. And when I need something, give it to me. And then we won't have to worry about who pays who back.
And you still do it today?
Yeah, we still do it today. Like I said, he came home in March. And one day he got $5 from me, and the next day I got $10 from him. it goes on like that. See, when we go out, like, see, he'll run out of money. And, you know, we don't like to front on each other. You know, like, one buy everything. We have kids together before we go in the store, especially when we're girls.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Do you find that when you go out with girls, do they ever pay their own way?
Well, it all depends on which girls I go out with.
I see.
Like then, my main girl, she's away. She's in Maryland.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
But I guess she's up at the state. She's waiting on me to come up.
She what?
She's waiting on me.
Oh,
get
is
out
she,
of school.
She
and, yeah. And when I take her out, well, like, sometimes she takes me out.
Okay, because I think that's a good way to do it.
And then I take her out. And then sometimes if I come up short, we just get together and she take half and I take half. Now and then.
When you take out a girl for the first time, usually?
Well, I usually lay it away.
Are you ever insulted if a girl says, well, I'll pay my own way?
No.
Okay.
That's your business.
But if you go to a bank and the banker's trying to be polite in refusing a loan to you, he might say, money is getting...
Hello?
Or scarce?
Scam. Well, I never had to go to my tomorrow. And then again, I never met a nice banker.
Yeah.
Every time I went there to get a check cash, he tried to put me in jail.
Try to cash a check?
Yeah.
Why, do you think it's going to bounce or something?
I don't know. I get the grant from out here.
Mm-hmm.
And... well, it's retroactive.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
And my first check was, I think, was for $356.
And it was made out by the government, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was made out by the school.
By the school, so it's perfectly
And so I took it, well, I call myself a boy in the house, you know, so I took it to the bank where the check came from.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
Me and the dude was sitting up there talking about it. I guess he couldn't figure out how I got up so much money, so while we were still talking, he had the law coming in the door.
You're kidding.
Oh, kidding.
Well, then did he call the school?
Yeah, he called the school, eventually. But now, what made it so hard, instead of him calling the school and asking for my instructor,
mm-hmm.
you know, to identify me, mm-hmm. he gonna call the school and ask the office to identify me. And they sitting up there trying to figure out, yeah, I know, but trying to figure out what I look like. If it hadn't been for the ladies up in the financial office, I might have gotten in trouble.
Did he apologize to you after
this? No.